The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my co-host, fellow realtor and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And we have a special guest, the Loan Queen from M&T Bank. It's Michelle McCormack, who is a mortgage consultant with M&T Bank. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, all. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for being here with us. You've been here before, a couple years back. We did great shows with you before, and we asked you to come back this time. Thanks for joining us again.
Well, I appreciate the invitation. It's great to be able to reach out to people and let them know that it's a great time to buy.
We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, or view our listings or search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com. Again, Michelle McCormack, mortgage consultant with M&T Bank. It is a great time to buy, but there's been a lot of changes lately. Coming up at the beginning of June here, we have some FHA changes to the mortgage insurance premium and mortgage insurance payments for the life of the FHA loans. So it has caused people, buyers specifically, FHA loans are those Federal Housing Administration type loans that are out there that many first-time home buyers tend to gravitate towards because it offers a way of purchasing a home with less down payment. And we can go with the seller's assist on top of the amount that they want to purchase the home for. So it's attractive to a lot of people. But with these changes to the mortgage insurance premium and the mortgage insurance payments, it makes people stop, wonder if it really is a good program to consider. Are there any other programs that are available to people these days that they may want to look at before diving in?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that FHA is still a great alternative. So, you know, people that think that it may not be something that they want to get into, understand that private mortgage insurance, or in the case of FHA, the mortgage insurance premium, that is tax deductible, okay? Now, please check with your tax advisor because there are income limits. And if you're over a certain income, and I believe the last time I checked, which was a few years ago, it was $110,000 a year. But again, please check with your tax professional on that to talk to them about the PMI deductibility. So even though the fact that, yes, the PMI on an FHA loan will no longer go away when you have 22% equity, it's still, you get the tax deductibility of it, so it still benefits you to buy a home versus renting. Because let's face it, renting, you're paying 100% interest. If you're not getting anything back on your money, you're paying 100%. So it's better to pay 3.5% with some PMI than 100% anywhere. But in reference to your question, Jackie, about other programs, there are a lot of other programs today. Jackie, you invited me to speak specifically about what is called our Getting Started Loan, all right? And that is a program that is designed to spur home ownership among people of low to moderate income means, or purchasing a home in a low to moderate income census tract neighborhood. This is a phenomenal program that you can get in with as little as 3% down payment. So again, it's another option for the consumer.
And compared to FHA, which is still a good program, but if we want to do some comparison shopping here, FHA is 3.5% down, correct?
Right, and this is 3% down. The rates on this particular program are below market interest rates. Of course, interest rates change every day.
Sure.
So we never discuss, you know, we never discuss what rates are on any given day because, again, they do change.
Right.
The benefit to this particular program is while there is PMI, the PMI can go away once you get 22% equity in the property. Now, in the event that you happen to be buying a property that maybe needs some TLC, if you will, but it's going to have a lot of value once you fix it up, all you have to do is keep it for a minimum of 2 years. At the end of 2 years, if based on your property improvements, you've improved the property to the point where you now have 20% equity, you can ask the bank to get released from the PMI.
And what do you have to do? Just call them and ask them to remove it?
You have to call and you have to pay for an appraisal. However, if you've made on-time payments, okay, and the house shows it's worth considerably more than what you paid for it, the bank can, and it is at their discretion, okay, release you from the PMI at that time. Now, federal law for a conventional loan, because this particular loan is a conventional loan, once your loan balance reaches 78% of your purchase price, by law, you must be released from the PMI at that time.
Okay. So you don't have to have the appraisal.
You don't. Once your loan balance reaches 78% of the purchase price, by federal law, you will be released.
Okay. You don't have to do anything. The bank will
Okay.
Very good. Now, this is a first-time homebuyer program?
No, it is not a first-time homebuyer program. It can be used for people that have owned homes in the past. The caveat is you cannot own any other homes at the time of closing. So if you're selling one home and moving to another, that's fine, okay? But you just cannot own any other homes.
Simultaneously.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Now, it allows for below market rates, and people need to meet income guidelines?
Yes. Your income guidelines for the borrower, and I do say the borrower because it's not necessarily the entire family, okay, because different programs have different regulations. A borrower cannot earn more than 80% of the HUD median income, which at this point today, okay, is $47,120 per year.
For what counties?
That is Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wyoming, and then Monroe County is $53,150.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Now, if the home is designated in a low-income census tract area, there are no income requirements?
That is correct. You can email me or you can email Jay Ruddy, okay, and they will send you the link for what's called the geocoder, and that is where you get to access the census tract data. And all you have to do is plug in the property address that you're interested in, and if the census tract data shows that the income is low or moderate, it doesn't matter how much you earn. It means that the property itself is in a designated neighborhood that will qualify you for below market financing. So this is a great opportunity.
Excellent program.
It's phenomenal.
Is this only at M&T? Is this your program?
M&T is a very strong proponent of doing what's called CRA lending, which is Community Reinvestment Act. Well, we invest a lot of our profits into making sure that we're serving the needs of the low to moderate income home buyers, and again, bolstering those neighborhoods by spurring home ownership.
It's an excellent program. Again, it's Michelle McCormack, who's a mortgage consultant with M&T Bank. How long have you been doing what you're doing?
Oh, my gosh, 26 years. I'm now working with my second generation of homebuyers. So, hey, thanks when you send your kids to me. I appreciate that.
How do we get in touch with you, Michelle?
I can be reached at 570-498-5789.
How about, do you like email?
I love email. I don't like texting, by the way.
Neither do I. We were just talking about
that. Sorry about that. I'm old, honey. I don't like texting.
I love texting.
All right. My email is mmccormack, mmccormack, at mtb.com. That's for M&T Bank. It's mtb.com.
Okay. Wonderful. People that want to participate in this program, purchase a home through this program, do they have to go for any kind of counseling?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the caveats of the program is you must take a homeownership counseling course through a HUD-approved counseling agency. Okay, and it's a great course because it does. It talks about all facets of home ownership and the costs involved with home ownership as far as maintaining the home. I mean, getting it is the nice part, but the reality is you want to keep it. So there's, you know, certain responsibilities that go along to home ownership. Some of the places that offer this counseling is NeighborWorks in Scranton, Consumer Credit Counseling, and United Neighborhood Services. So you can call them to schedule an appointment for their home ownership counseling class.
How long? Is it a day class, a night class, a couple weeks?
They try to have different classes available for all people's schedules. So I've seen them on the weekends, evenings, during the day. So you can easily sign up for a class that works with your schedule.
And it's just one class?
It's, again, depending on the counseling agency.
Okay.
They may have it. Sometimes they break it up.
All right.
So you have to speak with them about that.
Sure. And so they take this class, they get a certificate of completion.
That's correct.
And then they would provide that to you as part of the requirements to receive that
absolutely
type of loan. Okay, wonderful.
If they're buying in, and we do, believe it or not, do a two-family under this program. It's got a little bit different requirements, but we do two units. And at that, they would need to have an additional course called landlord counseling. Again, it just benefits them because it teaches them about, you know, the responsibilities that they have towards their tenants, when they can evict them, when they can't evict them, and so forth. So it all benefits the consumer.
Excellent information, Michelle. This program, someone would be able to purchase a single family residence or up to a two unit.
Up to a two unit on the Getting Started conventional loan program. We do have, if the customer meets, again, the income qualifications, or if the property falls within that special designated low to moderate income neighborhood, we can also do a four unit on FHA. Okay, same FHA requirements, but we're offering below market interest rates on that program as well.
Okay, great. Hold those thoughts because we'll go back to that after the break. Before the break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a beautiful split level, three bedroom, one and a half bath home on a great corner lot in Troop. It's located at 501 Edgar Street. This is a well-maintained, custom-built home with quality through and through. It has a fenced-in yard with two covered porches, a carport, and a built-in garage. It has a large living room, a brick fireplace, an open kitchen, and a dining room that leads into a great room with beautiful wood floor and cathedral ceilings with skylights. So if you're looking in Troop for a beautiful three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home on a great lot, give us a call about 501 Edgar Street for only $215,000. And that is listed by Jackie of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Before break, I'll go over some of the latest Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics. And this is for Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, Wyoming counties. What's going on in terms of median sales price for single family homes in those counties? For two bedrooms or less, a two bedroom home or less, median sales price is $91,500. The median sales price for three bedrooms is $115,000. And the median sales price for four or more bedroom home is $127,000. It is time for a short break. We'll be back in a bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm here today with my co-host, fellow realtor and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. And our special guest, Michelle McCormack, mortgage consultant with M&T Bank.
Good morning, all. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for tuning in today.
Michelle, before the break, we were talking about this fabulous program you have with M&T Bank. You've been, by the way, doing mortgages for 26 years.
Yeah, long.
Long time.
That's how she became. You don't become the queen overnight, do you?
There you go.
We call you the loan queen, right? Before the break, we were talking about getting started program that M&T Bank offers. It's a wonderful program with lower interest rates. It allows, if the property is in a lower to moderate income area, they don't have to.
It's not income limited.
But otherwise, it would be income limited.
That is correct.
Okay. And you do single homes and up to two units?
Up to two units on our Getting Started conventional loan program, yes.
And then four units on an FHA
loan.
Okay. Very good. Now, what's this? I'm reading my notes here. Only 1% from borrower is required. Is there extra money that one can...
That's available to them?
The beauty of this particular program is on our Getting Started conventional loan programs, and I do have to classify that as conventional loans, it is not available for our FHA loans. M&T will actually lend a customer up to 7% of the purchase price that they can use towards their costs at closing. If a customer has a score of 700 or above, M&T, the only requirement is that the customer puts out 1% of the purchase price as their own savings fund. They can use that other 2% that they borrow from M&T Bank on a second loan. So it's wonderful. I mean, I can get somebody in a house of their own. Let's say it's a $100,000 house. I can get them in for $1,000.
And those rates are comparable for the second loan is comparable to the mortgage rates?
Exactly. They're exactly the same as what the mortgage rate will be. It's based on a 10-year payback. It is not a second mortgage. It is a personal loan.
Excellent.
That's a great deal.
It is a great deal. And this is where someone with good credit benefits from having good credit. You know, so you reward somebody with good credit.
Yeah, absolutely. This program does require that you have better credit. Okay, I will say that. If your credit score is 700 or above, you get to get into the house for just 1% out of pocket. That is the minimum requirement. There is a minimum credit score for this program, which is 660 in order to qualify. If your credit score is less than that, then we do have the FHA, CRA, and FHA, VA CRA product as well. And again, CRA means Community Reinvestment Act. So as long as the property is in a low to moderate income neighborhood, or if they fall within the income guidelines, which is currently $47,120, then they would be entitled to below market interest rates.
And that $47,120 is for Lackawanna, Luzerne, and Wyoming counties.
That is correct.
And for Monroe, it's
$53,150.
Okay, very good.
And again,
good.
I do say that's now because every year they do change the HUD medium income. It has not changed for 2013 yet, but they are expecting it to change shortly. So for the most part, that's either going to stay the same or go up slightly.
Okay, very good. So we touched on credit scores, and what else about this program would be worth mentioning?
It's just a phenomenal opportunity, again, to spur home ownership, especially when you talk about all of the homes that are currently for sale in the city of Scranton, for instance. There's so many neighborhoods that fall within the census tract of low to moderate income that you would not even consider. I did one a couple of weeks ago for a home right near Neog Park, and it showed up in the low to moderate income neighborhood census tract data. This was a $200,000 house that the buyers are getting in for 1% out of pocket. It's a phenomenal opportunity.
It's unbelievable.
The rates on this program are typically 0.25% below your average 30-year fixed rate. So you are getting a better rate plus the opportunity to borrow your down payment and closing costs. Now, this program also allows the seller to pay 3% of the purchase price towards your closing costs. So in the event that you are buying a home in the city of Scranton, you know, with the transfer tax issues, there are slightly higher closing costs. Again, the seller can still pay 3% of the purchase price towards the buyer's closing costs. So it's a great opportunity.
It really is. So are a lot of people taking advantage of this opportunity? Do you see a little bit more?
Well, we'd like more people than ever to start taking advantage of this. And the way to do that is get the word out.
And promote it. Right. Because I don't think people know about it.
They don't know about it, and it's hard. I would love to get out there on Facebook and advertise it. However, the big banks don't allow you to basically state, you know, all your programs on a public venue like that. So they, you know, want to be very careful on the information that is disseminated to the clients. But this is just such important information that we're using the best vehicle, which is your radio show, to get it out there.
Okay. Now, how do we get in touch with you? If somebody heard this show today, wants to take advantage of this program or find out more information regarding this program, they would call you, Michelle McCormack, mortgage consultant with M&T Bank. And what's the best way to get in touch with
you? The best way to get in touch with me is my cell, and that number is 570-498-5789. You can also contact Jackie Ruddy at jruddy.com.
Thank
more
you.
Information
but don't
on how
but
to
don't
buy a home.
Don't text Michelle.
Don't text me. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just really don't like text. I have fat fingers.
Okay.
I don't do that well.
Well, either one of us, if somebody wants to find out if the property is in a low income neighborhood or moderate income neighborhood, there is a way to do that. We can provide the link.
Exactly. If you email us, okay, we will gladly give you the link, and my email address is M McCormack. That's MMCCORMACK at MTB.com. If you just ask for the link, we'll gladly send it to you so that way you can check on if a property is showing up in the low to moderate income neighborhood.
Wonderful. We've touched on FHA, Federal Housing Administration loans, touched a slight bit on VA, Veterans Administration loans. Is there anything you want to talk about there, or even PHFA?
Again, there are so many great products. So I don't want people thinking that this is not a good time to buy, or it's going to take 20% of their money to buy a house. Rural housing is another one of my favorite loans, and that is a zero down loan. If the customer, again, it's income limited, right? So if you have a family of 1 to 4 in Lackawanna County, Lackawanna, Wyoming, Susquehanna, Luzerne, $74,750 is the family income limit for a family of 1 to 4. That is a zero down loan. It's a phenomenal opportunity, okay, to get a house. Now, rural does not necessarily mean way out there in the country.
No, okay? It could be Archibald.
Archibald's a little tough.
North Pocono School District all qualifies, right?
Anywhere in North Pocono School District. Newton Ransom, okay? Scott Township, Greenfield Township. There's R.D. German. There are so many places that, again, that qualify. So another opportunity.
I think you just did one for our office, which was, it couldn't be done one way, but we realized it was a rural area, and you're able to do that.
Exactly. I mean, there's all you have to do is just take a few minutes and look and see, you know, what type of products are available. The rural housing is great. The PMI on that is a lot less expensive, frankly, than FHA, and allows the seller to pay up to 6% of the purchase price towards somebody's closing costs. So instead of you spending all that you have to get into a house, now you've got money maybe to make some home improvements, or maybe to buy the furniture that you want for your new house.
Appliances.
Exactly. So there's always things that people need when they buy a house. If we can get them in for as little out of pocket as possible, you don't run the risk of trying to start borrowing money after the fact to get the things now that you need to go with your new house.
Right, right.
And we all know that that happens.
It has, and it hasn't. People got in trouble that way, right? So what main challenges are preventing people from buying a home? Do you think, I mean, a couple years back, it was financing. I see that that's turning. What are your applicants mostly doing these days? Are they refinancing or are they purchasing?
Well, I don't do much in the realm of refinancing, frankly. I concentrate on purchase business. So I think that you have to get the word out there that it's not as tough as people think that it is. I had one customer and he kept saying, well, there's got to be something wrong. Because I, you know, 2 days before closing, we're emailing him with the numbers and he wants to know what the issue is, because everybody says, well, wait, it's all going to fall apart at the last minute. It doesn't have to fall apart at the last minute.
No.
The horror stories that you hear in a lot of instances is because of lack of information. Okay, you have got to work with people that are truly professional in nature and have the experience necessary to handle all the different types of things, the challenges that we do face in this kind of environment.
Well, I think you do have the experience and you're able to see things that maybe somebody that doesn't have the experience that you have would miss. So I know that you know what you're doing. You've done it a lot. You've done all different types of loans and worked with a bunch of different types of people. And you're doing second generation loans these days, correct?
Yes, and if I stay long enough, I'll be doing the grandchildren too. It's like, and I'm thrilled. I mean, I absolutely love what I do. You have to like what you do. In our industry, it's a little tough. You know, even the real estate industry, people don't understand that we're actually on call 7 days a week. So if you don't think that we earn our money, we do.
Oh, yes. I'll second that. Thank you for your time today, Michelle. Would you come back next week with us to talk about some more different loans, please?
Absolutely. Thanks for listening. And you know what? Give these guys a round of applause. They are absolutely terrific.
Thank you, Michelle. So are you. Pat, before we close, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a great price on a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home in Scranton. It's only $39,000. It has a fenced-in yard, low taxes of only $1,200 a year, a nice front covered porch. It has nice room sizes, gas, baseboard, hot water heat, replacement windows. So Michelle was talking about this. If you're paying rent and you could buy a house like this, you could absolutely lower your rent payment by buying something, and then you wouldn't be paying 100% interest anymore, right?
Absolutely.
That's right. So with interest rates so low, it just makes sense to own. So give us a call about 328 Rear Prospect Avenue in Scranton, a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home for only $39,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Remember to view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.